I hope chocolate buttons aren't too young for a 15-year-old.
Well, Pip asked for a chocolate cake with all the trimmings, and that's what she's getting. Ah, how's that?
Fantastic. Are there any left in that bag?
One or two. Perk of the job. Here.
Before the kids get them.
Mum?
Oh, I don't want to see it.
Stare out of here, Pip.
Gently does it, Ruth.
I'm bored. I thought I was supposed to be the birthday girl.
Too bad. Go and read your cards again or something.
Fine, but I'm going to need entertaining soon.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I think I just moved too quickly.
Oh, be careful.
Oh, I forget. It's so frustrating.
I know, but it'll take time to heal. Let me do the work this afternoon. You relax and enjoy the party.
Yeah, okay. How did Pip get to be 15 so quickly?
The same way you got to be 39. The time flies.
He's telling me.
Oh, I'll leave these to Sophia now. She's had a real bloom in her eyes since the young farmer's Valentine's.
I'm dying to know who this lad is. If there is one.
Oh, there's a lad, all right.
Hello. Ah, oh, great, you're here.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Heather, Ruth.
Hi.
Daniel's arrived. He's in the yard with Josh.
Good.
Let me put this cake down. There.
Oh, you're baked.
Pip's birthday cake. I know how she loves chocolate.
Ah.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jill, thanks.
It's not as big as that one.
Oh, take the lid off, then. Let's have a look.
She slaved over it all morning.
Don't exaggerate, Phil. There.
Oh, it's beautiful, Jill.
It is. We put the candles on yours.
Nonsense, Heather. We'll put them on yours.
Oh, I don't mind, really.
No, I insist. I get plenty of chances to bake for the grandchildren. Oh.
All right, then.
Heather's looks fancier than yours anyway.
Well, I know they'll both be delicious.
Thank you, dear.
And cakes have a limited lifespan in this house anyway. I'm sure we'll get through them both.
I'll have to limit myself to one slice of one or the other.
Oh, come on now, Jill. You've got a lovely figure.
Nice of you to say so, but I've got to face Clary at the Slimming Club on Tuesday.
Yeah, and she only managed half a pound last week.
Yes, thank you, Phil. So, your checkup went well on Friday, Ruth.
Yeah, everything's healing just fine.
Good.
Why don't you go through? Pip's dying to see you.
Oh. What shall I do with all these bags?
Oh, just dump them for now.
Okay.
Oh, let's have your coat, Jake.
Yeah, you too, George.
Nope. There we are.
Thank you.
Oh, I love my new coat, Will.
Yeah, I'll hang these up. Wow. Look fantastic on you in the shop.
Come and sit down for a bit.
Oh, I've got to give George his tea before Emma picks him up.
5 minutes?
Okay.
You won't want much after that lunch we had.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. Pricey, though.
Well, what's the point of having money if you can't spend some of it, eh? And I felt so stressed out last week.
I know.
At least I'm starting to enjoy it now. I do feel bad about Emma, though.
Why?
I should have told her earlier about the money and the house. I've had an idea, actually.
No.
Oh. Well, I thought I'd put an extra 10 grand on the mortgage to set up a trust fund for George, for when he's older. What do you think?
Well, it's up to you, isn't it?
Well, I'd like your opinion, though.
Yeah. I think that sounds fair enough.
Good. I'll suggest it to her when she comes round, then.
Well, while we're on the subject...
Yeah?
It would be helpful if you could see your way to perhaps... Oh, I hate saying this.
What? What's the problem?
Oh, nothing. It's just... Well, I've tried to ask you a couple of times. I could do with a regular allowance myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Rather than me asking you for money every time I need some... I mean, I don't get benefit now.
No, so... no, of course. Why didn't I think of that?
Oh, it's okay.
No, I should have. I'm sorry, Nick.
It means I can get out and about more and not be stuck here all the time. And it gives me my freedom, you know. If that's all right with you.
I knew that colour would suit you, Pip.
It's really good, Gran, thanks. I'll wear it to the film tonight. Oh, That's me, sorry.
Oh, Pip, again?
Oh, leave her be. It's her birthday.
I know, I know. Ah, it's getting dark out. Shall I shut the curtains?
No. I'll do it.
I'm not a total invalid.
Ruth, what did I say?
I haven't seen much of the boys this afternoon. They grabbed their cake and then off.
They're still playing football in the yard with Daniel, I expect.
Oh, yes. There was a beautiful sunset this evening.
Yes, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Mm, we saw some fantastic night skies in New Zealand, Heather.
Oh, I bet. Did you see the Southern Cross?
Well, we did, except it's more of a kite shape, really.
Oh, I'm not being that far south.
It's quite low in the sky in January. We went to the space observatories at Mount John, too. Fascinating.
I've seen the Northern Lights on a cruise to Norway.
Oh, now that I'd love to see.
Heather, isn't Alistair's father a guest lecturer with a cruise line?
Yes, he is.
You've been in touch with him since he went back to Melrose?
Well, I...
Mum, you're going pink.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
He was very keen on you, I'm told.
Well, I had managed to meet up and he's phoned me once or twice.
Wonderful. So it's all going swimmingly then?
Well...
Isn't that lovely, Phil?
Very early days.
I thought he was a charming fellow. Didn't you, Ruth?
Well, Mum seemed to think so.
Well, I think he could be quite challenging with Shula. And I'd be surprised if he was interested in musicals, Heather. It's a bit too dry and highbrow for that.
Well, they say opposites attract.
Phil, why don't you see if David needs a hand?
Hmm? Oh, all right.
Gave you flowers, didn't he, Heather?
Yes, he did, actually.
There, Phil, wasn't that nice of him?
Yeah, quite the gentleman.
Hey, Grandad. Mum, is it okay if I go out?
What? Now?
I'm meeting a friend just to go for a walk.
Oh, it's pretty dark.
We're only up the track to the ford.
Does it have to be now, Pip?
Yes.
You're bringing up the party. You've already spent half the afternoon on the ford, and you're going out with Izzy soon.
We don't mind if she wants to go.
Well, who is it you're meeting?
No one.
Pip?
You don't know them.
Is it someone you met at Young Farmers?
Mum!
Look, I'm not saying you can't go, but I need to know who it is, that's all.
Okay, okay, his name's Jonathan.
And where does he live?
Near Lakey Green. I'm going to get ready.
Hang on, is he coming to the house?
I'm meeting him at the end of the drive, all right.
Well, ask him in for a piece of birthday cake then.
He won't want one. I'll see you later.
Pip!
Oh, let her go. If he's in the Young Farmers, he's got to be all right.
Don't you believe it? When David was a member, he should have come with a government health warning.
Oh, thanks, Jill. That's just what I needed to hear.
Well, Emma didn't throw the offer back in me face.
Well, I should think not. Come on, Jake, sweetheart. Eat it up now. Come on.
She knows I'd never see George go without.
You've been really generous to everyone.
I finally persuaded Grandad to accept something more than just Wellington boots and a bit for Bartleby.
Yeah? Oh, you must be really chuffed.
Nah, he'll be over here before you know it to show you.
Yeah, he will be.
Yeah, it's ages since he's had a new wax jacket. And that penknife's top of the range. You know, it turns out he didn't want anything too much to start with because he felt bad about Ed.
Oh, did he? About him not getting any of the inheritance.
Yeah. Well, that's Ed's problem, not mine.
Good boy, Jakey.
Nick, I've been thinking about what you said.
About the allowance. Look, it's fine now. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
No, about you needing to get out and about more. What do you think about driving lessons?
Driving lessons? Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it'd really help.
Oh, Will, that would be brilliant. I could go and see Mum and do the shopping on my own and...
I don't like to think of you feeling trapped out here and I know you don't get to see many people during the day.
Oh, come here. Oh, I can't believe it. I've always wanted to learn to drive. I hate having to depend on you for lifts and... Oh, the bus is a nightmare with the kids.
I know. So I'll make some calls and set them up this week if you like.
Really?
Maybe.
This week.
Why not? A bit of practice. You could be on the road by the summer.
Oh, that would be fab.
I don't know why I didn't think of it before, sorry.
Oh, why should you? Oh, thanks, Will. I can't wait.
I can't see them.
Oh, come away, will you, Ruth?
I noticed Pip was wearing a bit of makeup when she went out.
Was she?
The poor girl will be really embarrassed if she catches you spying on her. She'll probably say goodbye to him at the gate anyway.
Yeah, now we know why.
You can't judge everyone by David's standards. Oh, Phil.
Oh, gosh. It's cold out there.
You'll get to meet this lad soon enough.
How's David getting on in the lambing shed?
Oh, he'll be over soon. Just washing his hands.
Good.
He wants a piece of cake.
I'll cut it, Heather.
Did you see Pip outside?
No.
She's taking her time.
Mmm. These crumbs are delicious.
I thought you were on a diet.
Crumbs don't count.
The evening stars are coming out. I've just been looking at them with Daniel.
Oh, yes?
He was interested, really. He said Alistair had taught him some of the names of the constellations.
Oh, that's a nice thing for a father and son to enjoy together.
Oh, we shan't see much of the Milky Way this week. It's a full moon. Pity that it's best in February.
You should get a telescope.
Oh, well, funnily enough, the thought had crossed my mind.
When?
When I was outside.
Then you and Daniel could have a proper look together.
That's a lovely idea.
Yes. And it's safer than an air rifle.
She's coming back. Act naturally.
We are.
You're the only one making a big deal out of it.
Pip! I'll be in a minute. I've just got to go and phone Izzy.
You'll be seeing her in half an hour.
Hmm. That means it was a hot date.
When do I get the sensible Pip back?
Sorry, Ruth, you don't.
Cup of tea, Mike.
Oh, ta, Caroline. That's most welcome.
There you go.
What?
I'll put Ed's down here, shall I?
He's with the last one now. Then we'll set to and wash down the bale.
How's Hayley?
Oh, fine, physically.
Good.
But she's still dead upset over losing one the green.
Oh, yeah. That was unfortunate.
Well, that's one word for it. You know, if I'm honest, I think it was a bit low of Will to sneak in and take it from them under their noses like that.
Well, you have to be quick off the mark when you want a property.
Yeah, and they were, once it come back on the market. But then Will jumped in and they couldn't better his offer.
Yes, I know. But Matt's a businessman. He's going to take the top money, isn't he?
I suppose.
How are things between Will and Roy? I haven't liked to ask.
That ain't good. They're avoiding each other, I reckon. They're supposed to be mates.
Oh, dear.
But Hayley so wanted to be in their own place when the baby come. And it's due in 2 months. Not much chance of that now.
No.
I just wish there was something practical I could do to help them, Caroline. I mean, Will's always had a streak of good fortune.
Oh, I think he's had his fair share of ups and downs.
Well, maybe, but I mean, having you as a godmother wasn't a bad start, was it?
Maybe not.
And then the inheritance. That hasn't gone down too well with Ed. Hey, you couldn't slip Roy a very large bonus, could you? Say, 50 grand?
Not if I want to stay in business, sorry.
Oh, well, it's worth a try.
You know what did work well at the Dower House?
What?
Converting the old servants' rooms into a flat.
Oh, yeah?
Will had total privacy. I didn't even remember he was up there half the time.
Yeah, well, he ain't one for the eye life, is he?
Couldn't you do something similar at Willow Farm? It's a big place.
What? Make a flat upstairs, you mean?
Not necessarily upstairs. You could divide the house up any way you like. Roy and Hayley in one half and you in the other. Why not?
Huh. I never even thought. Caroline, you're a flaming genius.
Tra, Susan. Sorry you had a wasted journey.
Morning, darling. Can I borrow your lighter?
I suppose.
Thanks. I've been writing my diary. I think I'm getting writer's block.
I can imagine.
Oh, that's better. It's a bit fresh out here. What's that?
Tracy's CV.
Susan's sister. Hmm. Is she applying for the job?
No, because there ain't no job.
What? But you said last week Frieda needed help.
No! I said she didn't have the time to cook your breakfast and make you cheese toasties on demand.
But when you...
I'm sorry.
I must have misunderstood. But I only mentioned it to Susan in the shop.
She said... Lillian, this isn't working.
What?
Well, you trying to manage things,
I only wanted to help, you know, like I did with the speed dating.
Yeah, but see, that wasn't helpful in the end, was it?
But everyone had a good time.
Yeah, losers drifting round looking for love. No one was drinking.
Jazza was, and his mate, Gazdaz, and Razzamataz, whatever he was called. Yeah,
they were drinking for free. You told Jazza they were on the house.
You said we needed men.
I've seen more eligible men in the ape house at Felpersham Zoo. The takings were a disaster. Valentine's is supposed to be one of our best nights of the year.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jolene.
Oh, no,
I just thought it was a good idea. I only wanted to help. Oh, and after you've been so good to me, you and Sid.
Oh, no, Lillian.
Well, I owe you so much.
Don't go upsetting yourself.
I don't want to be a burden.
No, you're not. It's fine. It's just leave the staff to me and Sid in the future. All right.
Matt looks miserable.
Oh, doesn't he?
Well, he's a rubbish advert for the hotel, sat there on his own. That's his second cafetiere, and he's booked in for lunch again today as well.
Fraudy grumbles about Lillian. He looks lost without her. I'll go over and have a word.
Well, tell him to face the other way.
Shh, Roy.
Oh, my dad's on his way over.
Is he?
Yeah, in time for me break. He sounded all mysterious, said there was something he wanted to discuss face to face. Something that you'd come up with.
Oh, good.
Hey, well, what's going on?
Morning, Matt.
Oh, Caroline.
Everything all right? With the service?
Oh, yeah. Fine, thanks. Excellent coffee.
Oh, good.
Though I must admit I'm awash with the stuff.
Do you mind if I,
be my guest. It's your hotel.
Then I must be doing something right. I believe today's the third day running you've booked into the restaurant for lunch.
I'm booked in for dinner tonight as well. I'm working my way through the menu.
All right, Caroline.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Is Roy about?
Just popped into the office, I think.
Oh, thanks, love.
Are you all right, Matt?
Huh? Yeah, of course I am.
A dower house can feel a lonely old place when you're on your own, can't it? I know.
No, it's not that. I'm just not into cooking, that's all.
Especially not for one.
Caroline, excuse me, I don't need your pity. Thanks all the same.
Yes, of course. It's just... I know I sometimes wonder if it's worth cooking when there's only two of us. I know. Why don't you come to Grange Farm for dinner one night next week?
Really?
Yeah. Oliver would love to see you. You can both have a good old catch-up. What do you say?
Yeah, that'd be great, Caroline. Thanks, I'll be delighted.
Convert it?
Into two houses. One for you, Ailey, and the children, and one for me.
How?
Well, I don't know exactly. We need an architect for that. It's got to be possible, though. I mean, look at Nightingale Farm.
Dad, that would be amazing.
We'd both be separate, in our own space, but, well, neighbours too. Best of both worlds, really.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could make it work. I'd keep the outbuildings, though, if that's all right. I need them for my stuff.
Oh, of course you do.
But you could have three bedrooms.
And what about paying for it?
Well, you need to take out a small mortgage. Depends on the work.
It's fair enough.
But it'd be peanuts compared to what you would have paid back on another house.
Yeah. And we still get our three-bedroom semi. Yeah. Oh, you've played a blinder here, Dad.
You've got Caroline to thank. It was her idea. I doubt we'd get it done before the baby comes.
Oh, doesn't matter. At least this way, Hayley can feel secure about the future.
Well, that's what I thought. And I'll be honest... I'd have hated watching you struggle every month. This way you won't have to move at all.
Just put up with a lot of dust and noise.
Yeah, well, we cross that bridge when we come to it.
And, what about Brenda?
Well, she'll get my part of the house when I pop me clogs, so she'll always have a home in Ambridge too.
Mm.
I think this is what your mum would have wanted.
Well, I mean, it's really generous of you, Dad.
But, no, it's selfish, really. I mean, this way I get to keep you close by, so... do you reckon Ailey will buy into it?
Do I? I'll phone her now before you change your mind.
Bye, Brian.
Well, he didn't stay long. Don't think I've ever seen a sandwich disappear so fast.
Well, he's got a lot on. He's having to pull his weight on the farm for a change.
Oh, is he?
Adam's not picking up any of the slack at the moment. Why should he? Brian's betrayed him.
And we all know about betrayal. Do you mind if I help myself to another coffee?
Oh, go ahead.
Don't know why. I'm awash with this stuff.
He's gone ahead and made this new will, you know.
Oh, God, how awful. Mm.
Well, it's like stabbing Debbie and Adam in the back.
Ouch.
Well, it is. He's completely fixated on Rory getting a third of the farm when he dies. We don't even know if Rory will like farming.
He might take after his mum.
Yes, be a translator.
Yep, you never know.
I am livid with him, and so is Adam. But Brian's made it clear that he's in charge of all the decisions.
Oh, poor Adam.
His heart's quite gone out of the job, Lillian. Such a shame. He's put so much into the place since he came back from Africa, and this is how Brian shows his gratitude.
These men and their damn mistresses.
Yeah, well...
I mean, what is it about them? It's not as if Matt or Brian are young bucks. We should take them both to the vet and have them neutered.
We're 6 years too late.
I thought Rory was 5.
You're forgetting the 9 months.
Oh. You know what I think's happened, Jenny?
What?
He's moved Annabelle into the Dyer house.
Oh, surely not.
My home. I can't bear to think about it.
Really?
Well, I haven't seen them out and about anywhere.
But I can't believe even Matt would do that.
Thought of her in my bedroom.
Oh.
I bet she's looked through my wardrobe as well.
Oh, Lillian.
And tried on my Jimmy shoes.
Well, I'm sure she's got her own shoes.
Oh. She's trying on everything for size. Including my tiger.
Oh, look, don't be upset. It's what they want.
Well, I am upset.
I wish I could help you. Are you still keeping up with your diary?
Yeah.
Good girl.
It is therapeutic. I find myself filling page after page with why I still love him.
Which is why exactly?
Because he brings me alive, Jenny. I didn't have that for so long. I never had it with Ralph. And I need it.
Did you have it with Nick?
Oh, a young love's different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pip's got her first boyfriend, did you know?
I see. That's sweet. Mm.
The first tentative steps on the rocky road to love. Feel you want to protect her.
Or warn her off.
You know, you look a bit tired.
Oh, it's taking me ages to get to sleep, and then I'm being woken up too early.
Well, I suppose Sid and Jolene have to get cracking in the morning with a pup to run.
No, well, I'm okay. Keep going. I've got the support of my friends. Good old Eddie. And Sid and Jolene. You know, helping them run the pub's a real tonic. And there's the diary. And talking to you.
Well, that works both ways.
Aren't we a pair?
Oh, I just wish we could float away on a cruise somewhere and just forget about these men of ours.
Yeah, well, I'm in rubbish company.
Well, I'll tell you what, we will go shopping instead. Next best thing.
Well, now that does sometimes work.
Tomorrow, you around?
Well, I'll have to clear it with Sid and Jolene in case they want me to do a shift.
We will do it really properly.
I could do with a new bag, actually. Mm-hmm.
Well, bag, shoes, scent, lingerie, the lot. Yeah. Why not? Let's do these men some damage where it hurts, in their wallets.
Blimey, Sid. How long's it take to change a barrel?
All right.
I'm dying of thirst, are you?
Yeah, sorry, Eddie. A pint, was it?
Well, it's been so long, I can't remember.
Oh, don't exaggerate. It's coming up.
Good. I only nipped in for a quick one.
Yeah, the brewery bloke's only just delivered now. 5 hours late.
Well, you want to have a word. Keep your regulars waiting, and we'll go elsewhere.
You shouldn't be drinking beer at dinner time anyway. What about your diet?
What about it?
Well, it's way in night tonight. You're going to be way out there.
Oh, I ain't worried.
What? Well, you've got your title to defend. Winner of the week.
And I will be again.
Have you ever heard the expression, pride comes before a fall?
There's no mystery to losing weight. You just need to keep on the go, that's all. Simple.
Well, there is some truth in that. There you are. On the house, for keeping you waiting.
Oh, cheers. Any road, maybe fidgeting keeps you trim.
You are coming on the run tonight?
Aye.
This evening, before the meeting?
No.
Oh, blimey.
I'm otherwise engaged, sorry.
You're not the first to wriggle out of it. Keeping trim's not the same as keeping fit, you know. The heart needs exercise. Your star jumping was very, very leaden last week. Very leaden.
Yeah, well, that's because I had a touch of indigestion after Christine Barford's celery snacks. I hope Sabrina Thwaite brings something more inspiring tonight.
That's you, Clary, Susan and Kathy all made excuses so far. They want to lose weight, but none of them want to exert themselves.
Oh, and Fat Paul can't come neither.
On what grounds?
Public decency. He can't guarantee his trousers will stay up.
Well, he should wear them over his belly, not under it.
Yours, typical!
Hello, love. Did you sign him off?
Yeah, I did. And you know what he said?
Who's this?
The brewery driver. What?
He did us last on his round today because, wait for it, he were asked to.
Who by? I never did.
Oh, do you need to ask? By Lillian.
What?
She complained the clanking bottles and barrels were waking her up too early. So she spoke to him yesterday and told him to come later.
You are joking.
Well, she's not exactly up with the lark, is she? She's more of a night owl.
Did you put him right?
Of course I did. Oh, when are you going to say something to her? I mean, I can't run the place with her interfering all the time. But enough's enough.
It's all right, all right. I hear you, love, I hear you.
At last! So what are you going to tell her then?
Well, I'll choose my moment. I promise.
Oh, thank you for suggesting this, darling. Spot of retail therapy's doing me the power of good.
Me too. I'm glad you had a decent lunch.
Well, I found I had a bit of an appetite after all. Hey, what do you think of this?
Oh, what do they call that one?
The Vixen.
Well, I think Basques look rather cheap.
Yeah, well, not this one. Look at the price. Is it not me, then?
No.
The push-up bras, and that's what I'm after. Oh, I don't believe it.
What?
2 o'clock.
Well, I'll make it 1:45.
No, Jenny, over there. Look, it's her.
Who?
Annabelle.
God, I feel sick. No, where?
Shh! By the magic knickers, in the suede coat.
Oh.
She's looking across. Get down!
Well, why?
She mustn't see us.
Well, you've got a right to be here.
Please.
Oh, what's she doing in the lingerie department, Jenny?
Buying lingerie, I expect.
Yeah, but who for?
Oh, yes. Do you suppose Matt knows how willowy figure is all the work of magic knickers? But don't answer that. Maybe I should get some.
Oh, this is silly.
Is she still there?
Well, how do I know? I can't see from down here.
Sunglasses. My new sunglasses. Now, where are they?
Well, how do you want them?
I'm going to follow her.
Oh, Lillian, no.
We'll see what she gets up to.
Well, you'll only upset yourself. Oh, come on, let's go home now.
No!
That shop assistant's looking at us.
Well, you have a look then, Jenny, and tell me what she's doing.
Oh, very well.
Careful, careful. Don't let her see you.
All right.
What?
She's looking at some sort of negligees.
Bitch! Oh, here we are.
Oh, Lillian, those glasses are ridiculous.
I don't care, Jenny. Now, what's happening?
Well, she's, holding one up in front of the mirror.
A negligee?
Yeah.
What size?
Well, how on earth should I know? A 10, maybe.
What colour?
Black.
Oh, how vulgar.
Oh, it's gone in a shopping basket.
Matt much prefers red.
Lillian, come on now, let's go home.
No! Is she still by the mirror?
She's moving through to the ladies' wear, huh?
Right. Come on, then.
Oh, no. Oh, let her go, Lillian, please.
Brian?
Yeah, what is it?
Not thinking of going off somewhere, were you?
Yeah, actually, I'm about to go into town.
Gavin needs help with the new stretch of fencing in the deer paddock. Now.
Well, can't you do it?
No, I'm going to meet Carl, the AD.
Yeah, I know who Carl is.
We need some specs for their technical drawings.
I'll email them.
No, there are things I want to discuss. Gavin's waiting. I told him I'd send you over.
I bet you did.
Well, by the way, I'm going to Scotland next week.
Scotland?
Yeah, Tuesday to Thursday. I'm meeting Debbie, and we're going to look at a couple of on-farm digesters.
Well, when was all this planned?
Come into the house, Lillian.
That's not really your concern. Right. What I need to know is that you'll take over the stock while I'm away.
Do I have a choice?
Hi, Mum.
Hello, darling.
Oh, you have a good shopping trip?
Not really. Lillian's upset.
Gavin, Brian.
All right. Going.
Oh, everything all right?
I told him about Scotland.
And did he whinge?
No, but he's sulking.
Yes, I'm sure. You and David all prepared for the public meeting tomorrow?
Oh, yes. I'm anticipating a hard time from Pat, though. In her eyes, our AD system equals Farmageddon.
Well, it's surprising, really, given its green technology.
Oh, no. As long as people leave the meeting with accurate facts about our plans, not scare stories.
Well, just you keep a cool head.
I will. So, what's upset Lillian, apart from the obvious?
We saw Annabel Shrivener in Underwoods.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Buying lingerie for Matt, Lillian thinks.
That's a horrible image.
And she got so obsessed, she was following her all round the shop.
Oh, Lord.
Worked herself up into a real state. I'm really worried about her, Adam. I just don't know what she's going to do.
Rice cakes? I mean, what's the point?
Mm. Yeah, they are a bit bland.
Oh, they look like polystyrene tiles.
Yeah, the same flavour and all.
Yeah.
I don't know why you've kept that fleece on all evening. It's really warm in here.
Well, Sabrina's been a very imaginative mind in her choice of toppings.
Oh, yes. And I tell you what, Eddie, her choice of tops don't leave much to the imagination either.
Hey?
Especially not when she's jogging. She was the only one that turned up for the run.
So what? It's just you and her?
Yeah. Gliding round the green like a pair of panthers we were. She's very fit.
You chummy devil.
Well, you've either got it or you haven't. Oh, congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I told you I'd keep my title.
Exactly £2 again this week, wasn't it?
That's right.
The talk of the class. Clary's dead proud of you.
Well, it's all down to honest labour. I've been laying another patio today. That don't half burn up the calories.
We don't see much of you in here, Brian. Not since you got Rory home.
No, well, Jenny's put him to bed tonight. I needed to get out of the house.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Well, it doesn't feel like my home at the moment.
Oh, no problems.
Ah, no, just the usual family politics. And my sister-in-law seems to have taken up residence by my drinks cabinet.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't joke like that if she really had, believe you me.
Every time I go in the kitchen, there she is, woeful and tear-stained.
Well, I know that one.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, I'm sorry, Jolene.
I mean, I know she's your family. Me and Sid are finding it hard going.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's unfortunate you're involved at all.
We didn't really have a choice. She just landed on us, eh? She doesn't exactly lie low, our Lillian.
No, the sooner she's back with Matt, the better for everyone, eh?
You couldn't have a word with him.
Matt? I don't know. I mean, he and I aren't really...
Oh, please, Brian.
I can't promise anything.
Here we are, love. I wasn't long, was I?
I suppose not.
Well, point, please, Jolie.
Coming up, darling.
Oh, you're taking that wretched fleece off, Eddie, at last.
Yeah, well, it's warm in here.
Can't work you out. All right, Brian.
That's it.
All right, mate.
Hey, Eddie.
How's the group, then?
Eddie here was winner of the week again.
Good grief.
Well done, you. And what about that run, Sid? Did you get any takers?
Not Diddy Ick. There was only him and Sabrina Thwaite turned up for it.
Eddie. Oh, ridiculous. Jake. She's stick thin anyway.
Yeah, he was her personal trainer for the evening.
Oh, was he?
I think it was a bad time for people to turn out, you know.
No, not for you. Or Sabrina. She had a real glow about her afterwards.
Yeah, thank you, Eddie. I'll suggest the weekend for the next one.
Oh, there won't be a next one.
What?
Well, we're far too busy in here for you to go jogging around the green with the slimming club. Your drink, Eddie, my darling.
But they need me.
I need you. Here.
Well, who's going to do the fitness now?
That's Clary's problem.
Think you've lost this round, mate? Excuse me, I'm just going for a little one.
You ain't paid for this yet.
Get back in a tick. Right there, Lillian, you all right?
Oh,
Lord, is there no escape?
Now's your chance, Sid, to say something to him.
Oh, the healing, Lillian.
Hello, Sid. Evening, everyone.
Hello. Look, I think I'll push off now, tuck Rory in.
Night, everyone. Yeah, bye, Brian.
Is everything all right?
No, not really.
Oh.
Look, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. I just need to go to my room.
Oh, yes, okay. Oh, sorry, love, I couldn't. Bad moment.
Yeah. Poor Lillian. She looked dreadful, didn't she?
I'll find the time, I promise. Sooner or later.
How's it going?
Just finishing this washing up.
Oh, come on, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thanks.
Did you finish that batch of blue?
Sure did.
Good.
Oh, my skin stinks of grease, though. Could do with a good soak before the meeting. I've got time.
Yeah, it starts at 7:30. I'm really pleased you're coming to back me up, Helen.
I want to. It's good to have something to help me take my mind off tomorrow, too.
Yeah, Greg's birthday.
Yeah. So, is Dad coming?
Well, he's hoping to, but there's a calf due he wants to keep an eye on, so he might be late.
Okay. I wonder who else will be there.
Well, not Clary's lot. They're all in favour of this digester, since Eddie's hoping to do the groundwork for it.
Oh.
Clary's sad she can't tuck into the cheese we brought her back from Provence. It's sitting in the dairy fridge.
Why?
Well, she's on this diet till Easter, isn't she?
Oh, the slimming club.
Yeah. Well, she's worried if she keeps the cheese at home, the boys will demolish it before she has a chance to enjoy it herself.
They would as well.
Yeah. She's a bit frustrated, I think. She only lost 1 pound since last week. Especially as Eddie managed another 2 again.
Good for him. So, are we all repairing to the Bull after the meeting?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Except I know that Tom and Brenda are going on somewhere.
Oh, I haven't bought his present yet. What day's his birthday?
Monday.
Hmm. Well, you can be sure he'll be supporting the digester.
Oh, yeah. He genuinely believes ADs are the way forward.
And he's in Home Farm's pocket. Yeah. Oh, Kirsty can't come.
Oh, that's a shame.
No. She wanted to speak against it as well, but she's working in the Bull, so...
Oh.
Yeah. I wonder if Auntie Lillian will attach herself to us in the pub.
Oh, poor Lillian. Not even living in her own home now.
I know. Hey, you don't think she'll want to come and stay with us if Sid and Jolene sling her out, do you?
Well, I did wonder.
I hope not. Kirsty said she's driving them all up the wall.
There, those are the last ones.
Are there no flyers for everyone?
I reckon. I don't know why I'm bothering with this road, though. No one ever sits at the front.
No. Oh, I'm really sorry Ruth isn't coming, David.
Well, she's fed up too, but she overdid it today. Anyway, and I'm under strict instructions to report back everything that's said.
And we know exactly who'll be saying it.
Yeah. Oh, shh, they've just come in.
Oh.
I haven't seen Brian.
No, he's making his own way.
Oh. I'm glad you like Bert's model, by the way.
Yeah, looks really professional. I don't know why you didn't tell me about it in the first place.
Well, I was a bit relieved when I saw it, to be honest. And he's chuffed we put it at the front, not the back with the display boards.
Evening, Adam. David.
Hi, Pat.
Evening. Oh,
You're sitting in the front row.
Oh, yes. I don't want to miss a thing.
Marvellous detail Bert's got, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Is that bubble wrap he's used for the polytunnels?
Yeah, it's upside down bubble wrap.
Oh, ingenious.
Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't put miniature strawberries under him and all.
Yeah, I reckon he's used cut down toilet rolls for the grain silos.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I bet it kept him out of Frida's hair making this.
Yeah.
Just wish the actual development was staying this size.
Here, Ellen, you've seen Bert's model.
Let's see. It's a bit twee, isn't it?
Well, it gives people a good idea, though. Excuse me, ladies. Mike, I need to gather our speakers.
All right.
Look at the manky little conifers he's made to shield the plant. As if hiding it makes it any less of a problem.
Oh, so you're not in favour of it either?
No.
Oh, I just thought with, Adam being your cousin...
Doesn't mean we agree on everything.
I'm glad to hear it.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I mean, they say we need to take drastic action against global warming. Well, this seems a really good project.
It'll be ever so close to us, Mike.
Well, I don't mind.
And of course, we know why they've asked Oliver to chair the meeting, don't we, eh? Farmers all stick together.
Oh, no, he'll be impartial, don't you worry.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to take your seats now, please.
Oh, right you are.
Come on, Helen. Come on, sit down.
That's it. Now, I'd like to begin proceedings, if I may. So, by the way, can you all hear me at the back?
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, firstly, a warm welcome to you all. I'm sure we're in for a fascinating evening. Now, to begin with, David here will give us a brief presentation about biogas plants in general and what they do. After that, I'll call on Adam Macy to outline the operation they propose to build at Home Farm. Then I'll open the meeting to the floor. David?
Thanks, Oliver. And thank you, everyone, for coming. Now, I'd like to start by giving you...
And so you see, the digester is a significant contribution to countering climate change. These are days that call for radical thinking and new solutions. I hope you all agree.
Well, thank you, Adam. Very interesting stuff. Now, questions and comments, please. Yes, Pat?
There she goes.
Ah, thank you, Oliver. Can I start by saying I'm a supporter of this green technology in principle, and in the right circumstances. But I don't think the countryside is the right place to build them.
Why not?
I agree with Pat. Well, I mean, not in Ambridge, anyway. Well,
they make sense in an urban location, and I'd love to see one built in Borchester, on the edge of the trading estate, maybe, where lorries can go back and forth all day. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, this is going to be a fraction of that scale.
Let me finish.
Adam. Sorry.
What you have failed to convey is the fact that you'll be growing hundreds of acres of maize at Home Farm simply to keep your digester going.
Well, yeah, well, he did say that. I heard him.
You didn't say hundreds. You said some.
Well, we haven't decided the acreage yet, and if we do grow it, it will only form a part of the biodigester's content.
A large part? Land should be used to grow food, not biofuels.
Here, here.
Can I come back on that, please?
Yeah, of course.
We grow over 1,000 acres of grain at Home Farm. We more than do our bit towards food production.
Well, you won't if you get this off the ground.
The cropping will vary a bit. It would anyway.
But you can't use the land twice, Adam. The more it's put down to biofuels, the less there is for food.
Yes, but modern farmers deliver far more than just food for people. That's rather the old-fashioned way to view us, really. We provide leisure, wildlife stewardship and bioenergy. It's another product, like food. It's all part of how we manage the land these days.
Thanks, Adam. I think I'm well aware of the role of farmers.
Oh, no, come on, Pat. I mean, the countryside can't stand still. I mean, Ambridge ain't a museum.
Exactly, that's what I meant.
I'd like to add something.
David?
None of the waste that Brookfield is providing will be biocrops. It's all manure from our dairy herd being recycled. And at the end of the process, the remainder of the digestate becomes fertiliser, which will return to the land as a soil conditioner. Mm-hmm. And it still has the nutrients in it.
Yeah, and I thought you was all in favour of recycling, Pat.
I am. But I'd rather animal manure was simply composted straight back onto the land.
Yeah. That's what we do at Bridge Farm.
No, but this way, crucially, We won't lose the methane into the atmosphere. Yeah. We'd be making electricity from it, not depleting fossil fuels.
Yeah, well, I mean, that sounds great to me, Pat.
Hey, hold on. Does that mean it's going to be like a sewage farm? I mean, it's all very well people laughing, but we have to look at it.
Anaerobic digestion is clean and odour-free.
Oh, you say that now.
Well, the only material going into ours would be chopped-up maize, which doesn't smell.
And cattle manure, which you must be used to by now, Susan.
Yeah, you live with Neil's pigs long enough.
In fact, the manure will smell less when it's in the digester tank than when it's spread out on the land.
Yeah, he's right.
It'll smell as you trundle it to and fro from Brookfield all day long.
No, no.
And that's another thing. All that extra traffic.
There'll be precisely 2 trailer loads of maize a day going from one part of Home Farm to another, and 1 or 2 trailers of muck coming over from Brookfield.
Yeah, and none of it at night.
Well, that doesn't sound much to me.
You're at work all day, Susan. It's likely you won't notice it over and above our normal farm traffic.
Well, that's if the plant stays the size you say it's going to be, Adam.
What? You mean it might be bigger than the bat?
The whole installation looks more like an industrial site than a farm operation.
Exactly.
I mean, Bert's model's all very cute, but the reality will be different.
If it's the silos you're worried about, Helen, they're just like the grain silos already on site.
Except these will be made out of toilet rolls.
Okay, but you're adding to them, aren't you?
Well, they could be partially buried, actually.
Well, that'd be better.
Yeah, but it costs a lot more.
Oh, I see.
It's the gradual creep, though. Changing the landscape. Say you get this unit, Adam. What's to stop you adding to it in a few years' time?
That is not the plan at the moment.
That could mean more silos, more lorries, maybe bringing residues from other farms outside. It all starts to grow. Soon we'll have a small industrial park in the village.
Yeah, and that is not something we want in Ambridge.
I assure you, we only have plans for 1 small-scale on-farm digester.
Oh, you say that now.
There's a place for industrial units, and it's in a town, not here on a local farm. We're a small village. We should be able to find a more sustainable solution to recycling waste. Well, that doesn't mean acres and acres of maize being rolled out as far as the eye can see, on land that could equally well be used to grow organic food. Well, why not? That's where the real future market is.
Well, what's that got to do with Adam's project?
Yeah, I think you're straying off the topic there a little, if you don't mind me saying, Pat.
But all this feeds into a bigger argument about how we use land on a small island.
Yeah, can we keep the meeting focused on the digester, please?
Yes, and not turn it into a general discussion about the ethics of farming.
Yeah. All I'm trying to do is think holistically. If you really want to recycle waste for energy, Adam, why not involve the village? Collect all our food waste and turn it into electricity for the village's use. Ooh. Now, that really would be radical. Instead of growing crops for it, use what's already around.
Oh, come on,
we can't arrange that. We're not the local authority. We're a farm with a specific proposal.
You're just not joining the dots.
I think you've had a good turn there, Pat. Now, does anyone else have any concerns?
Well, I think we both need a drink after that.
Oh, we are not wrong.
Oh, no. Adam's coming over.
Right, here we go.
Helen?
Pat?
Come for an ear bashing?
I wanted to buy you both a drink, actually.
Oh, we're fine, thanks, Adam. Tony's just gone to the bar.
Oh, OK. Can I perch a minute?
Sure.
I thought that went well tonight. It looked like most people were behind us.
Some, perhaps.
Well, the majority, I thought. I don't think they really mind if we go ahead with the digester or not.
For now.
So, well, I guess maybe you'll back off now.
Back off?
Sorry, but you know what I mean.
Not really. I still want to lodge an objection, Adam. People are only apathetic because they haven't had time to think about the arguments
yet. Exactly.
I'm sure more will pile in behind us when they have.
Look, there's no need to stir things up, Pat. Not if most people are happy with the arrangement.
None of this is personal, Adam. And I know we're family, but my principles come first. I'm sorry, but that's not going to change.
The first twin was difficult, so she wasn't interested in this one.
No.
Wouldn't even lick him, let alone suckle him.
Oh, well, I'll soon have him dry.
Thanks for helping, Dad.
I'm glad to. You'd better get him fostered soon, though. You don't want him to get too cold.
Well, just you keep rubbing in them.
Will do.
I'll put him in with this one here. I was quite pleased with the meeting last night.
Well, you and Adam did a good job.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry you couldn't stay for a pint afterwards.
Oh, well, I promised your mother I wouldn't be late.
Oh. Think we got all the facts across clearly?
Oh, yes. I mean, everyone understood your plans, even if they didn't agree with them.
Helen and Pat, you mean?
Well, their arguments needed airing, David. I mean, there are two sides to everything.
Yeah, but Pat's like a stuck record. They're trying to do the right thing by the environment, and all she can do is nitpick. It's starting to wind me up, if I'm honest.
Well, I can see that it's difficult.
Adam went to try and make peace with her after the meeting.
And?
Sanctimonious was the word he used, I think.
Oh, dear. Well, I mean, I agree. The principle of anaerobic digestion is very good. Capturing the methane.
I'm sensing a but in this somewhere, Dad.
Well, if I'm honest, I do feel uneasy about agricultural land being used for an industrial crop rather than food.
Really?
It's changing the face of traditional farming, isn't it? If everyone started doing it, land for food could become scarce.
So, hang on, would you rather Brookfield didn't get involved in the scheme?
No, David, I'm not saying that. I trust you to make the right decision. I just hope it doesn't become more of an industrial project, that's all.
Well, how come you didn't say any of this last night?
Oh, well, family loyalty comes first, doesn't it?
Thanks, Dad, I appreciate that. You trusting me, Emma.
Well, I always have.
I wish Pat shared your thoughts on family loyalty, though. No. Hi, love.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Pip wants you, Phil.
What now?
She's trying to work something out on the piano. Have you got time? I can take the lamb.
No, you won't. Oh, give him to me.
You heard the man.
Thank you.
Oh, let me do something useful, please. I'm so bored.
Well, we never have guessed. Right, I'll see you later.
Thanks, Dad. Right. In you go, little fella. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Ah, she's showing an interest.
Yes, good.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Pip's come clean about this lad at long last.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're working together on a funny song for the entertainment competition. It's a YFC thing.
Oh, we used to have that in my day.
It's all about their local branch members. It seems that wonderful Jonathan fancies himself as a bit of a lyricist.
Oh. What, Bernie Taupin to Pip's Elton John?
Kind of. They're planning to rehearse together next week.
Oh, good. So we get to meet him at last.
No chance. They'll be practising over at his house.
Why won't she bring him home?
I don't know. That's what's worrying me. There's got to be some reason why Pip doesn't want us to meet him.
Hey, you look nice, Helen.
Oh, Will. I didn't see you there.
I wasn't sure whether to disturb you.
No, it's okay. I know flowers don't last long like this, but
I'm sure Greg would have liked them.
I hope so. I haven't been out to visit his tree since before Christmas.
I often say hello if I'm passing.
Do you?
Yeah, of course. It would have been his birthday today.
Remembered.
Just sort of stuck in my mind. The 21st.
That's really nice.
Wow. He was a top bloke, wasn't he? Taught me a lot. I asked him to be my best man, didn't I?
Yeah. A lot's changed for both of us since he died, hasn't it?
Yeah. You're looking really well now, if you don't mind me saying.
Thanks. I feel it.
I still miss him. He's good to work with.
Things seem to be going really well for you, though. Heard about the house, and are things still good with Nick?
Oh, definitely, yeah. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me. Well, after George.
I've seen you out with her. She looks really lovely, Will.
Ah, she is. But it's, well, it's hard for her, you know.
What is?
Well, being new to the village. I think she feels a bit isolated sometimes.
Oh.
Her family are in Borchester.
Well, that's not too far away.
No, But she's got the little ones and she can't drive yet. She's having lessons soon. But you know what it's like living out here.
With only a keeper for company, you mean?
Yeah.
I know it can get a bit lonely.
And you had a job to go to. You'd like her if you got to know her.
Yeah, I'm sure I would.
In fact, if you ever had the time, I'm sure she'd like to meet you properly.
Oh, and me her?
She's home most times in the day. You could maybe drop in for a coffee sometime.
Oh.
Well, only if you had the time. She'd hate to think you were feeling sorry for her.
Tell you what, it's my afternoon off. I could drop in on her, I suppose, as I'm over here.
Oh, would you?
Sure.
Oh, thanks, Ellen. Yeah, she'd really love that. I'll ring her now, shall I, and suggest it.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. That just hit the spot.
Don't tell David I gave you the last slice.
All right. Heather bakes a beautiful cake. It's short rations at Glebe Cottage these days.
Oh, with Jill's diet?
Yeah. She didn't lose any weight this week.
Oh, dear.
Well, she can't resist picking at things. And she seemed to think that if she eats standing up, it doesn't count. Kenton's taken over the fitness training at the club, she said.
What does he know about fitness? He runs a greasy spoon.
Well, I think Sid's passing on a few tips.
I heard from Mum yesterday. She was asking if you'd thought any more about a telescope.
Oh, well, I've done more than think about it. I'm buying one. Off the internet, would you believe?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It wasn't cheap, but it looks suitable for a novice like me. I should get good enough views of the moon and the planets.
You'll have to tell Daniel. Oh, look, you're getting such fantastic night skies here.
Yeah, well, we are. Well, I better get off. I'm cooking an early meal for Jill.
Oh, very nice.
Well, she's got the PCC meeting tonight. It's the final vote about removing the pews.
That's been a long time coming.
Yeah, I know. And Alan may be in for a disappointment. Jill's finally come off the fence.
No, the days off are definitely few and far between.
Oh, no. Oh, it's so nice to talk to someone who understands. I never realised the hours Will puts in before we moved in with him.
I hated it. Never having a lie-in together in the morning.
Oh, well, I have to get up early for the children anyway. Mia had me awake at 4 this morning.
Oh, you must be exhausted.
I'm okay. Nice. Do you want another biscuit, Helen?
No, I'm all right, thanks. You didn't have to go to any trouble.
Oh, no. I had some in.
They go really nicely with our cheese, actually.
Oof, making cheese. I wouldn't know where to start.
I love it.
Oh, you're so lucky to be so independent.
You'll have to come over sometime and see me in production mode.
Really?
Well, if you like.
Oh, thanks. We'll take you up on that. Oh, look at her spark out.
She's lovely.
Will's treating me to driving lessons.
Yes, so he said. That's great.
Yeah, I can't wait. It'll make such a huge difference to my life here.
You've taken on a lot in a short time, haven't you?
Not everyone sees that, though.
Moving out here, taking on George. Sounds just like my life was, actually. Except I had wheels.
Did Greg have a son, then?
No, 2 girls.
Oh, I hadn't realised. How old?
Annette was 11 and Sonia 13 when I first met him. He was a fair bit older than me.
Oh, I see. And, did you get on with them all right?
Well, once I'd got my head round them, eventually, yeah.
I find it difficult with George sometimes.
Oh, he'll be okay. He was so young when Will and Emma split up. Things are really civilised between them now. I doubt he'll be affected.
I meant my relationship with him, really.
Why?
Well, I'm neither one thing or the other to him, am I? I'm not his stepmother, so I haven't got authority over him when he's here. And he knows it. He plays me up all the time when Will's out.
Oh.
And because he's only here a couple of days a week, well, my two have to keep adjusting.
Well, it's the modern family, though, isn't it?
I suppose.
Have you told Will about all this? Maybe if he knew how you felt.
No, there's no need to worry, Will. I'm sure I can cope with it, Helen. Honestly.
Can you believe it? All that money on a telescope.
Well, it's up to him if he wants it. And if he's going to share it with Daniel.
Yeah. Well, this cup is going down well.
I think he's a little jealous of Daniel's relationship with Jim, you know.
Well, you know, he told me in the shed he's got reservations about our AD plant.
Has he?
Yeah, old biofuels thing.
That doesn't surprise me, actually.
He kept stumm during the meeting, though.
Well, he wouldn't want to embarrass you in front of half the village.
No, he said as much.
Oh, I've made an appointment for you with the commercial partner at Usha's firm.
Oh, thanks, love. When for?
Next Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure Dad'll cover in the lambing shed for an hour or two.
I expect so.
Did you tell them it was about setting up a company?
Yeah, because they wanted to know roughly how long the appointment needed to be.
Adam and Debbie will be doing their research in Scotland, then.
Yeah. It's good you can divide up the jobs.
Well, it's hardly practical for me to hike up there during lambing. But I can manage an hour with the solicitor. You know, I can't see that any of the objections last night would block us getting planning permission.
Well, what about Pat's arguments?
Well, they're all philosophical, aren't they? I mean, they're nothing to do with planning.
Hmm. Nothing like having a wedge in the family, is there?
No. It's not a patch on what's going on with Adam and Brian, though. Their relationship's really frosty now Brian's gone ahead with the new will.
Has he?
Mm-hmm. Adam told me after the meeting.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
What?
Well, after all the hassle that we had here, what if Josh and Ben turn out to be as keen on farming as Pip is? We could be looking at a three-way inheritance for Brookfield.
Yeah, Brian mentioned that the other day.
What would we do then?
I haven't got a clue. But, hey, the sooner we meet Pip's boyfriend, the better.
Why?
Well, you never know, you know, if things go well between them.
David!
No, you might end up inheriting the place.
There's a big piece here, Alan.
Where?
Look, behind the headstone.
All right, thanks, Rachel. Hang up.
I'd feel happier if you were wearing gloves.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm used to picking up broken bottles.
Does this happen often?
The weekends, yeah.
Depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, I put this lot down to it being half term. There's a huddle of teenagers hang out under this tree. You know, if I'd won the vote on the pews, we'd have had a decent space to offer them some indoor activities.
I know.
Make them feel welcome inside the church instead of trashing the outside. Oh, I think that's the last of it.
You did your best, Alan, remember that.
Wasn't enough, though. I couldn't convey my vision to the committee.
You did to some of them. Shula was really inspired by the idea.
Yeah, she's a godsend. Do you know what annoys me is the parishioners who say they don't want the pews out, but they never come to church, except for the Christmas specials or Granny's funeral.
That's all too common.
They all went to St. Stephen's looking quaint and traditional, but they never actually set foot in it.
The vote was close, though.
Yeah, and that's what's so frustrating, how close we came.
So you did convey your vision. Perhaps some of the committee just lost their nerve.
Yeah, maybe. Sula's mum in particular. Mm. But there is a small cabal who hold on to their power, and they don't want anything to change. I try and move things on, and I can't.
It's a radical step, taking pews out of a church. They represent security to people. It can feel unnerving without them.
Yeah, but I wanted something exciting to happen here. You know, at this rate, the place is just going to die on its feet.
Are you sure I can't make you a sandwich, Lillian?
No, thank you, darling.
There's masses of pâté here. If I must eat this, then go. I'm helping Tom move some arcs this afternoon.
My appetite's gone again since I saw her in Underwood.
You must eat.
Oh, I don't care, Adam. I've been outmanoeuvred by a size 10.
Well, you'll shrink to a size 0 if you're not careful.
Matt wouldn't care if I starved to death. I'm surplus to requirements, cast aside for a younger model.
I know that one.
Oh, yeah, you poor lamb.
I know. Why don't we go out tonight?
No, oh, I can't.
No, come on, it's Friday. I could do with some fun.
I don't feel up to it.
Don't be a victim, Lillian. Fight back. Life goes on.
Well, where?
Tell you what. We'll start at 6 in the Bull with champagne cocktails. How's that sound?
Maybe.
We'll get a cab into town. Ian can join us after work.
Oh, go on then. I could do with a change.
Oh, good, Adam. Are you still here, Lillian?
Not for long, darling. I'm going back to the Bull in a minute.
Have you looked at the wheat in Top Acre today?
No.
There's a patch needs spraying for mildew.
Oh, whereabouts?
It's to the right of the pylon as you drive in.
Why didn't you do it if you saw it?
Because it's not my job, it's yours.
I'll do it next week.
No, it needs doing today.
I'm helping Tom.
Yeah, but you're going to Scotland on Tuesday.
Scotland?
Yeah, on important AD business.
It is important to do research if we want to get the optimum out of our system.
I am aware of that.
You didn't show me much support at the meeting on Wednesday.
Well, you were doing just fine without me, that's why. It's your baby after all.
Well, I'm going to need something to keep me in my old age.
So you'll do it then? The spraying?
Yes, all right.
Good. See you later, Lillian.
That was a bit toxic.
Yes. I think we better make that 7 of the bull, don't you?
Matt, what do you want?
Company.
Oh.
I'm bored out of my skull. Do you fancy a few holes of golf this afternoon?
What? I haven't played golf for years.
So come on, it'll do you good to get out of the house.
Oh, now you mention it. What time are you thinking?
Concentrate on the positives, Alan.
I don't feel positive. I feel like throwing in the towel.
Well, tough. I'm not prepared to lose you.
I feel so stretched sometimes, Rachel.
I know.
I'm dashing between the four churches, wasting my time at fruitless PCC meetings when I'd rather be at the drop-in centre or homeless shelter doing some good. And it means I don't see enough of Usha.
It is difficult.
I didn't come into the church to bolster up the status quo. I wanted to make things happen.
And you do. The community concert you had here was fabulous. That was different.
Well, maybe.
You could build on that. You know you could.
Well, I'd like to. It's exactly the sort of thing we want, to bring the community together.
Well, use the church for more events, then.
Well, become a concert promoter.
Why not? You're obviously passionate about it.
Well, it does make a great venue. The acoustics are fantastic.
You need to think more widely, Alan, if you want people through the door. Your churchyard open day in the autumn was a hit as well.
Yeah, loads of people came. The place was buzzing, thanks to the flower and produce show.
You really come to life when you talk about things you care about. Your enthusiasm's infectious, you know.
You think?
You inspire people. So find more things that enthuse you. People follow when they're led.
Yeah, it was Linda threw her weight behind both those projects, though. She's always up for a new challenge.
I'll tell you what Jim Harney does in Franchester that would work here. Do you know Jim?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
One Sunday afternoon a month, he holds a parish walk.
Oh.
He's put maps at the back of the church, and sometimes they have a wildlife expert go out with them.
Oh, that sounds good.
Then after the walk, it's tea and cakes back at St. Matthew's. Makes a lovely afternoon.
With the church as a focus.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see Linda going for that. And she's in touch with the Borchester Wildlife Trust, too. Sure, she could rustle up some experts.
So ask her.
Okay. Thanks, Rachel, I will. That's a good idea. And walking together can really build friendships within the parish.
Oh, it can.
Yeah, Usha's a big one for walking at weekends. You know, she's stuck in her office all day during the week. I tell you, she went on the Jubilee 2000 march.
No, good for her.
Birmingham to London, she did. That was before I knew her.
And how is she?
She's wonderful. She keeps me sane. That was Amy's job before uni.
Well, I should get her involved, Alan. It'd be a good way for you to spend more time together, wouldn't it?
Oh, damn. It's a long time since someone kicked sand in my face.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're never going to get out of this bunker.
Well, I told you I was rusty.
Well, don't hack at it, Brian. Follow through.
I was doing.
Well, cheat then. Pick up your ball and put it on the green, what do you say?
No. Get this out the proper way.
Well, we won't get to the clubhouse or drink before dark at this
point. Well, shut up then. Let me play.
All right, go on.
Right. Now, here we go.
You want your legs close together?
Oh, okay. Now. Basket.
You're digging it deeper into the sand, Brian. You need to get underneath it.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Just let me concentrate.
All right.
Here goes.
Oh, Brian.
What? God, I was just about to play.
Have you seen anything of Lillian?
seen her. She's practically moved in.
Ah.
So why have you got me out here?
No.
I didn't dare tell Jenny I was coming to meet you.
Why not?
Well, why do you think? You're the enemy. I'm already deep enough in the proverbial sandpit at home. She's very protective of her sister.
She left me, you know.
Oh, please.
No. I'm the injured party. I am.
Well, tell that to Diamond Lil. She's devastated.
Is she?
Of course she is. What did you expect?
But Annabelle and me.
I really don't want to know, man.
No. It's purely professional. Nothing went on.
Yeah, not for the want of trying, I'm sure.
Well, that's not the point.
This is ridiculous. I mean, don't you miss her? I mean, you must be rattling around that house like a pea in a jar.
I'm all right.
You may say that. You and her, Matt, you're made for each other. I mean, there you are, languishing and lonely in the Dower House while she's pining for you at the Bull. What's the good of that?
I'm not lonely. And blokes don't languish.
You want to swallow your pride and make the first move before she finds herself a toy boy.
You said she was unhappy.
Yeah, she's miserable. But an unhappy Lillian can also be a bored Lillian. She's not wired for boredom.
No.
It really is time to put things right between you. Too many people are suffering. It's hardly fair on Jolene and Sid, is it?
Do you know, I smell her perfume all round the house.
So do I.
But she walked out on me.
And I'm sure she regrets it. In fact, I know she does.
Yeah?
I mean, at least make the first move, eh?
No, she misjudged me. Why should I give her the satisfaction?
Oh, you've got to put that behind you now, Matt. You're the man. Do the honourable thing and put her out of her misery.
If she'll talk to me. She's very stubborn, you know. Yeah, all right.
Look, she's not at our house. She went back to the Bull. I expect she'll be ensconced there all evening, inconsolable. What do you say?
Yeah, you're right. It's gone on long enough. I'll meet her.
Oh, great.
Now, Brian, we've got to get you out of this bunker somehow.
Bubbly.
Haven't had champagne since New Year.
Really lifts the spirits.
Cheers.
Cheers. Now, what are we drinking to?
Good men and true.
Bad men and liars. Oh, I feel quite lightheaded.
We'll have something to eat in town. No man's worth giving up food for, even Matt. I suppose he's off his grub.
Annabelle's very slim. A 10, did I say?
Once or twice. Oh, come on now. This is not a victim's night, remember?
No, I will survive.
Maybe if it causes you that much angst, you should just cut and run. Who needs the grief?
You know, you're absolutely right, Adam.
Go and find yourself some fun. Life's too short.
Fun? No, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Come on, I'll top you up and we'll drink to fun.
Oh, yes. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
Or in my case, what's sauce for the gander...
is still...
sauce for the gander.
Well, Ron, what do I say to
her? No, you'll be all right. She's so miserable, you don't need to say anything. Just sweep her up and take her home.
Right. Come on, then. Let's go in.
Good man.
Oh, darling.
Finish your drink, then we can hit the town.
Oh, rather. Look out, Borchester, here I come.
I'll drink to that.
Oh. Right. Miserable, is she, Brian? I don't think so.
Wait, where are you going?
Home. Look at her. She's not missing me one bit. She's having the time of her life.
The Archers is written by Narwhal Gardala and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It's directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.